Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Chair. Mexico would like to congratulate you on your appointment as Chairperson Rapporteur of the IGWC, considering the possibility of drawing up an international regulatory framework regulating and monitoring the activities of PMSCs. And we wish you every success in your guidance of our work over the course of this week. In this first general segment, I'd like to say that for Mexico, it's vitally important that there is regulation of PMSCs, both in peacetime and also during armed conflict. However, Mexico, along with other delegations, has some reservations as to the need of having a specific framework regulating PMSCs, because this could lead to a multiplicity, an unnecessary multiplicity of international interventions. Also, bearing in mind state responsibilities as individual responsibilities regarding illegal facts and events, particularly within the context of armed conflict. I do believe that we already have documents that establish standards and frameworks that already regulate these companies. Some of these have already been mentioned by the delegations. For instance, the International Code of Conduct for those providing these services. We have the Montreux document as well, and also the Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights, inter alia. We know well that these are not binding in nature, but in our opinion, that is due to the legal and practical difficulties in that regard. Nationally, we have provisions regarding permits and authorizations for these PMSCs nationally. There are also private inspections carried out, and there is a regulatory supervisory body which keeps a register of PMSCs in our country. In line with our national legislation, the providers of these services have to provide training to their staff, they have to have preparatory courses, and they have to be trained in human rights. These aim to ensure that these companies do conduct their work in line with international human rights standards. Chair, we will follow closely the debates over the week, and we certainly hope that they will give us a clear idea of the future of the working group. And yet again, I'd like to wish you every success in your work.